as we do on Fridays, Mike Peck of the Rockford IceHogs organization. What's up, Mike?
Oh, you know what? I'm getting used to this Friday thing again. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's a nice change from having nobody on the show to having you back every week. So it's nice. I mean,
can you believe it's almost been a year? Like, it's like a year Saturday. It was our last home game before this whole stupidness kind of took over. And so it's crazy how fast time has gone.
So that would have been a year since we had you live in studio last then.
Yeah, that's about right.
Out of control. Well, hopefully some things change and we can have you back in the room with us, because over the phone stinks. We've been over this. It sucks, but you know, it's what we got right now. And I'm sure you're shaking off a loss on Wednesday, right? Not a great game, we'll say.
Well, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. One, either our red zone defense was really good and we only allowed 3 field goals, or we were playing hockey, and anytime you allow 9 goals, I don't care what level you're talking about, it's not very good. So, you know, I'll take the former. Maybe our red zone defense is really good, and we.
It's not football. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, but the IceHogs are not a football team. But, you know, these things happen. Seasons like this happen, don't they?
Yeah, you know, there's always some clunkers as the season goes on. And, again, we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. This is a young team. This is just a different makeup, you know, compared to what normally we would have in Rockford. It was just one of those. I mean, even Wednesday, it was, you know, that was definitely a little tougher to swallow. But, you know, the guys practiced hard yesterday. You know, today looking back on the ice, getting ready for a couple games this weekend. And, you know, the big thing is the improvement. Just want to see that improvement.
Right. And would you say the AHL is kind of like the equivalent of, say, like a teaching hospital, right? Like if you're a doctor, you go to a teaching hospital to really learn your craft, and then you go and you become the big time, right? So this is where you get to make those mistakes.
That's a good way of putting it, you know, and a lot of times I know sometimes fans get frustrated because they see, you know, a player develop and they see him kind of take those lumps in their first year, maybe 2 years, and then that year three, it's like, oh, all right, this guy's really cranking. And then the Blackhawks call him up, and, you know, the comment is frequently, well, every time the guys get good, the Blackhawks call him up. It's like, well, yeah, it's kind of the bit, right?
That's how it works.
You come to Rockford, the minor leagues, and that's what we're here for. And yeah, we want to win hockey games, and developing players is obviously the top priority, and winning is probably, in my opinion, one of the best development tools. But at the end of the day, these guys dream of, you know, when you're a musician, you don't dream of playing the small, you know, small corner bar. You dream of playing the big arena.
Sure.
And it's the same thing when you're an athlete, right? You don't dream about playing in the American Hockey League. You dream about the National Hockey League.
Yeah. Mike, your analogy was much more exciting than mine. I went the surgeon route, and you go rock star lifestyle. I like yours better, actually.
Well, I kind of trying to fit the genre a little bit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, because you play in the same building sometimes, right? Hockey, rock music, it's all connected. We have to talk about this, kind of the elephant in the room here. Chicago Blackhawks, first of all, I thought the Blackhawks already owned the IceHogs. And second of all, now they're talking about buying the IceHogs from the city. So what's going on with that?
You know, it's kind of funny you say that, because when we've had these discussions, that was one thing that popped up. It was like, well, I think a lot of people actually kind of believe the Blackhawks own the IceHogs currently. And the way that the team's ownership is set up right now, the team is technically owned by the building. So the BMO Harris Bank Center, the Metro Center, whatever you want to call it, is the entity that owns the build or owns the hockey team. And right now the Rave Board, which is technically, if you want, I guess the owners of the team would be the representatives on the Rave Board. They're our representative owners.
And to clarify, the Rave stands for Rockford Area Venues and Entertainment.
Good job on that. You nailed it. I would have had to think about that for a quick second, but you nailed it.
You got to love the internet. It's right in front of my face. Love it.
Yeah. I'm really bad at the acronyms. Not good.
So, yeah, just to clarify, and you can continue. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So, they posted that the team is the team's assets are up for sale, and they'll be entertaining some bids. And the you know, that's pretty much all I can comment on. Obviously, the Blackhawks are an entity that is interested in buying the team, but I can tell you, it's very good for the long term viability of the Rockford IceHogs and for this venue in downtown Rockford. So, it really works both ways. It's exciting. I mean, it's going to be long and drawn out. This isn't going to be something that's going to be done next week. it's probably going to take a couple of months. But,
sure.
Yeah, it is exciting for the long term for the Rockford Ice Hogs and the city of Rockford.
So here's a question. Like the Blackhawks buying the Ice Hogs, they want to keep them in Rockford. Is it a danger if, say, another team bought the Ice Hogs that they would leave Rockford?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, with the Blackhawks being the ownership group, they will, you know, if that happens, and that looks likely, they will have to sign a lease with the building here. And it'll be kind of like the old Ice Hogs before we joined the American Hockey League and before essentially the city of Rockford or the arena here bought the team. The team will be a tenant of the arena, which is the way to set up, like, I don't know, 90%, 95% of the situations around the indoor sporting athletic world.
Uh-huh.
So there's very few situations where the team owns the building or vice versa.
Okay. Well, I mean, that clarifies a few things. I mean, it makes me feel a little bit better knowing that the Blackhawks are interested as opposed to just some entity that'll steal them away from us, so to speak.
And to clarify one more thing, Kev, that not only are the Blackhawks interested, they're interested in keeping this team here long term. So I know there's
great.
A lot of people that I think initially like, oh, great, well, the Blackhawks buy the team. They're going to, you know, pick this thing up and move it. That's not the intent. So
right, they're not planning to bring a second AHL team to Chicago. It's not going to be the Chicago Wolves and the Chicago Ice Hogs. The Ice Hogs would remain the Rockford Ice Hogs under the Blackhawks ownership, which is a very good thing.
Yeah. So, you know, again, I think just long term, it's very exciting.
Well, I appreciate you sharing as much as you're allowed to with me. that's good.
No, wait, I was supposed to say no comment. So can we go back? This is recorded, right?
Oh, yeah. It's pre-recorded and not live on the air at all. Yeah, we're not.
Good. Okay, good. Good.
we should have a clearer picture of what's going to happen in the specifics. You know, there was a board meeting, I believe, a couple days ago. So we'll know more soon. And when we know more, we will report it accordingly and hopefully accurately. But in the meantime, you can keep up with the story at thexrockford.com. Mike Peck from the Rockford Ice Hogs, we appreciate it. You got a game tomorrow, Iowa Wild at the BMO.
It's going to be wild. Yep. Sorry. Bad, corny pun. I had to say it.
Oh, Mike. Oh,
I know.
Mike,
I went all dad joke on it. I
well, then I got to give you the dad jokes theme song.
Dad jokes, what you going to do? What you going to do when I tell it to you? Dad jokes.
You know what? I was the only one getting tagged with that theme song this week, so I'm glad someone else is on board doing the dad jokes. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I had to steal the limelight for a second there. You can have it back.
You have an excuse. You actually are a dad. I have no kids, so I have no excuse.
And my kids don't even think my jokes are any good. So.
All right, icehogs.com for all your Ice Hogs stuff. Also, you can hear the game tomorrow on Sports Fan Radio 1330. Their website, sportsfanrockford.com. Mike Peck from the Rockford Ice Hogs. Thank you very much, sir.
Have a great weekend.